J. Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Jeremy Warner. That's Mike Carpenter.
Hey.
Talking sports until 6 o'clock. You can give us a call, 217-359-2255. That's 359-2255. You can also email us. I'm Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at MyConnectFM.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search Tay and J Show. Follow me on Twitter, Warner, W-E-R-N-E-R, Connect FM. And podcasts. You can get our podcast at MyConnectFM.com. You can also stream us live there, so you can listen live no matter where you are in the world. And you can also get our podcast on iTunes. All right, got all that stuff out of the way. I wanted to get that out. Northwestern, Illinois.
Yeah.
This is the rivalry for you guys, right, Illinois fans?
It is, but I tell you what, it really sort of took on a new life of its own last year. Mm-hmm. I think what it was Illinois had finally gotten respectable again. I mean, and I say that because there was really only 2009. In the past 5 years, 2009 was terrible,
right,
and it seemed like it was all for naught. But last year, with the renewed respectability, and it just felt like anything that came out of Northwestern's camp, be it from Fitzgerald or one of their players, was them doing sort of what Tom Crean is doing in Indiana. It's building up this rivalry, and it's annoying and aggravating. The Chicago's Big Ten team thing didn't help.
Yeah.
So it's a rivalry renewed.
Well, and I know a lot of Illinois players took exception, especially the Chicago guys like Martez Wilson, took exception to the Chicago's Big Ten team. But another thing that players kept talking about was that Pat Fitzgerald supposedly said that they recruit a different kind of player than
said
Illinois.
That, yeah,
yeah, and I couldn't find this online, but the coaches talked about it, the players talked about it. It was pretty much saying that Northwestern, we get great students, Illinois takes some chances on some questionable characters.
Of course that's what it was saying.
Right, yeah. And Paul Petrino was asked about that today, and he got a little fired up about it. This is Paul Petrino.
Yeah, you know, I don't buy into that. You know, that makes me mad, and shouldn't make our kids mad. Cause,
what do you think they meant?
I don't know what they meant, but I'd say we got a bunch of great kids, and so by them saying that, they obviously think we don't have good kids. So it's good. We'll go find out again.
It's good to have a rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's good. Like, you know, let them keep saying that stuff. That makes it even better for us.
Strong words,
yes,
from Paul Petrino, and I think you as an Illini fan like that.
Absolutely, and that seemed genuine. That didn't seem contrived. Sometimes you get this bulletin board material, and it doesn't always come from the head coach. With Northwestern, it does,
yeah.
And you've said many times, and it's true, Ron Zook doesn't really give a lot of that material. Vic Koning and Paul Petrino are a little more apt to give you
those
one-liners, and the good thing about that line in particular is I don't think it can really be used by Northwestern. He's really just saying how the team or some players on the team may feel about that comment and that it ticks him off.
Right, and usually Ron Zook skirts around these things. You know, he doesn't like giving them bulletin board material, like you said, and he doesn't like feeding the media anything that they're going to run crazy with. But he had some interesting things to say about this Northwestern rivalry.
I think it's pretty much a rival game. I don't think there's any question. And our guys have, you know, they, just like for them, I mean, they want to beat us, and we want to beat them. We're not so much, we haven't been in a lot of recruiting battles. We get in some, and we take some kids that they wouldn't take, and they probably take some kids that we wouldn't take. And that's part of it. I mean, I think you recruit, what you think, what's going to fit your systems. But I think when you look at rivalry games kind of that was here long before I was or any of us in this room were. I mean, there's something that rivalry games are over years, and that's the good rivalries are over long years, and I think this has probably gotten heated up a little bit more maybe in the last few years.
Why do you think
got heated up? I think maybe both of us have gotten a little better,
and that's the key. I mean, both teams have been good recently, and that's sparked it. But I also think Pat Fitzgerald, you know, he's brought this rivalry,
yeah,
and he's talked a lot. And you know what, Northwestern's won six of the last eight games against Illinois.
That's true, but you also have to remember that there were some pretty awful Illinois teams within that. And the good news for Illinois fans is that it seems indicative that they had a good season, i.e. a bowl season, when they beat Northwestern. It just so happens that in between those bowl seasons, we happen to have a lot of really bad teams. But yeah, I think that last year was indicative more so of where these two teams are. I expect a big win.
So I want to know, I know a lot of people think Iowa, Michigan, those are your rivals. What do you think of Northwestern? 359-2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show. That was Illini coach Ron Zook talking a little about Dan Persa's going to be back and bringing up that Wrigley Field game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that did renew a little bit about this Illinois Northwestern rivalry. I mean, the only in-state for Illinois, the opponents, you know, that they play that's in their conference, Michigan has Michigan State. There's not a lot of, you know, teams in the Big Ten that get to say that they get to play against an in-state rival. And though the problem with the rivalry is both programs haven't been very good historically.
True.
That's the problem. But I'm starting to get that this is a little more heated. We heard Ron Zook say it. We heard Paul Petrino get a little fired up about Northwestern making comments that, hey, we don't recruit kids, certain kids that other schools do. Mm-hmm. We don't take a chance on some of those questionable character guys.
Right.
And Ron Zook kind of said, yeah, we recruit some different people than they do. I mean, Northwestern has their academic standards. It's a small school. Illinois has its academic standards, which every other school in the Big Ten has, a public university. But this talk back and forth, Pat Fitzgerald seems to rile this up. I want to know what you Illinois fans out there think. Is this a true rivalry game? Do you really get up for this Northwestern game? And it has gotten a little more heated. What do you think of Northwestern? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Mike, I know you are heated when it comes to Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern Wildcats.
Well, there's a few Big Ten teams that get me heated, but I will thank Pat Fitzgerald for this. Since he's become the coach of Northwestern, he has introduced a sort of smugness and a pride in something that really there isn't a lot to be proud of as far as athletic tradition. As an Illinois fan, I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm so proud of our Illinois football history. We got a few good moments. We got Dick Butkus. We got Red Grange. But we know where we stand. Mm-hmm. We know we got a long ways to go. But he inherits a program and basically starts branding it as a really special football school. And, you know, and on top of that, then he does the holier-than-thou shtick, which you see and which I saw firsthand, and I'm sure many Illinois fans in Wrigley Field last year, or who have ever been to Ryan Field for that matter, see any time Illinois-Northwestern play. There is a smugness, there is a thought with their fans that their university is better, therefore they are better people. It's just kind of silly.
What do they always say? Do they always say, yeah, you guys might win the football game, but you'll be working for us in 5 years or something like that?
Well, what they did, the story goes, and I vaguely remember this, Deion Thomas was on Illinois' basketball team. We're talking, so the early 90s now.
Right.
And we played at Northwestern 1 year, and this is after the whole, you know, scandal and everything with Bruce Pearl. And there was a chant that was along the lines of "You'll work for us someday."
That's
now, there's a lot of things that you can put to that, and I don't know if there was a racial overtone to it, but it's kind of hard to say there wasn't when the majority of Northwestern's team was Caucasian and all five of our players on the floor at that given time were black. So on top of that, it's this weird. It's like in Good Will Hunting. Do you remember in Good Will Hunting when he's at the bar and that guy's like, well, you know, that's why my family and I, we're going to be going out on a ski trip and you'll be making the fries at the burger joint on the way, you know, and then he eventually says, how do you like them apples?
Right.
And that's good. Okay.
Right.
So we are the Good Will Hunting, except without
how
the brilliant
like
MIT. Yeah. Well, yeah. We basically, with Northwestern fans, they tell us we'll be making fries for them on their ski trip, which is ridiculous. And it just reeks of, I don't know what a good word, but pomposity. There we go.
Nice word.
Thank you. Pulling
that one out of nowhere. Do you agree with Mike? I mean, do you feel like Northwestern thinks it's got that holier than thou, you know, because they're this, I mean, they're a great school. You got to get to Northwestern.
Oh, it's a tremendous academic school.
Tremendous academic school, sports-wise. But football, they've played pretty well. I mean, what do you think of Northwestern? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Is this a true rivalry? Going to Tony in Urbana. Tony, what do you think?
Hey guys,
how you doing?
Well, I like to see these two schools really make this a special game because it is a state game, and it could be something good if we let it. Now I'm not saying that I don't like them because I do.
Right.
Especially now when they can beat up now on Iowa every year. You know.
So Tony, you're saying win some games in this rivalry. If these teams keep winning, the rivalry will be actually that heated. It actually will be a rivalry. Maybe not Ohio State Michigan, but it can finally be Illinois has that rival.
Right. Right. I mean, it can be if both of them know just keeps winning.
I think
Tony,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, Tony.
I think the one thing on that, too, though, is this goes back to, this is one thing I'll use in Illinois' defense because, you know, there's no doubting. And again, this goes back to, I think Illinois fans mostly know their role. They know where Illinois' role in the Big Ten is. We are not in Ohio State or Michigan. We know it's kind of silly. Well, there's a few of the things.
I don't
things
like that, by the way.
Well, trust me, I think that we have every reason and every resource, sure, where we could be. Right. I don't like that idea that we'll never be at that level. But so far, past history suggests that we have not accomplished that yet. So we know our role to a degree. The one thing with Northwestern is, you know, you can say that we've only had 40,000 plus of these games. This isn't going to be rivalry until Northwestern draws more than 20,000 to a game at Ryan Field, even against a okay Big Ten team. The fandom is really not that great in Northwestern.
They don't have a lot of alums. I mean, 5,000 people that go to school there. I mean, there's just not a lot of alums when it comes to that.
That's true.
And Chicago's a pro sports town. We'll hit the phone lines.
Yeah, let's do this. We got a lot of people
on the phone. Hold on, guys. We're going to Roy in Ivesdale. Roy, what do you think of Northwestern?
Northwestern brings back memories for me as a kid. I remember my neighbor growing up always had season tickets, you know, and Northwestern back in the 80s wasn't any good, so I always remember when Northwestern came around on the schedule that he always gave me the tickets because he had no interest in going, so that's one thing.
And, it was a W on the schedule. Yeah. You could pencil it in as a W.
It was like a Cubs fan giving another Cubs fan, here's the game, here's the Pirates game.
We seem to have lost Roy there. Thanks for the call, Roy. We're going to Jim in Potomac. Jim, what do you think of Northwestern?
As far as the football rivalry, Illinois-Northwestern, it's negligible.
Okay.
I grew up in eastern Ohio, kind of partway between Morgantown, West Virginia, and Columbus, Ohio. The Columbus part of me, you know, I grew up with the Buckeyes versus the Wolverines, and that's a huge rivalry. Right. I also grew up with the backyard brawl with the, you know, the West Virginia Mountaineers and the Pitt Panthers. Those are real rivalries.
Agreed.
Those are... Mm-hmm. Those are rivalries that get people going. This isn't necessarily a rivalry, mainly because football doesn't really matter to the Illinois alums. I mean, you started talking about a football rivalry and switched right to basketball. Talking about a basketball situation.
Good point.
If you know, several years ago, there was a game where Illinois was ranked really high. Michigan came in ranked really high, and it was a huge game. And I'm listening to the pregame show on the radio, and Lauren Tate spends 12 minutes talking about basketball.
It's a basketball state, and that's what everyone says.
It's a basketball school.
Yeah, so,
but
that, I mean,
but you're right, because you see the stands. I mean, right now, if they don't sell out this game, I totally agree with you, Jim. I mean, this wouldn't be a rivalry. If you can't get up for this game, then it's really not a rivalry, especially when your team's 4-0.
Yeah.
And I'm getting off this subject just a little bit. I talk with a lot of Illinois fans in the area, and they're like, well, I like the way the Illinois schedules. Because, you know, they put in some easy teams, and it makes it easier for them to get into a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, fine. If lightning strikes and Illinois runs the table, they're not going to be in the BCS championship game because people are going to say, oh, okay, they went up against Owensboro Community College.
Well, see, I'll disagree with you there because they go through the Big Ten. And then, I mean, they'd beat Nebraska, I'm guessing, in the Legends if they go in the Big Ten Championship, and they beat Wisconsin. That's more than Boise State, so they'd already have a better resume than Boise State, who a lot of people have in the top five already.
But they enjoy having those easy teams on the schedule. Now, okay, would you put them, you know, look at what LSU is doing. LSU is going through heck in a handbasket on their non-conference schedule.
But again, this goes back to what I was saying. We know our place where we are right now. We have no football history to speak of, so why would we act as a football program the same way that LSU would by scheduling very good non-conference teams for all four of those slots? I applaud them for doing that, but it'd be asinine for Illinois to do that because they'd likely go 0-4.
Jim,
we simply aren't there yet.
But, But my point is, to get there, you got to do that.
To get there, you need to make bowl games, and you need to win non-conference games in order to do that. We haven't made consecutive bowls since 1990-91, and that's a problem.
Right.
And to even sniff that area of the top 25, you need to make consecutive bowl games.
Jim and Mike, you know what you guys are doing. You're arguing about something that's not going to happen. They're not going to go 13-0. Don't worry about
dare
it.
To dream.
I know you guys are daring to dream, but hey, Jim, thanks for the call. Good stuff here, man. I love that. And you know what? I don't mind Illinois doing it now because, like you said, they don't have that institutional memory, and they don't have a history of winning yet, so I don't mind that.
Yeah,
schedule.
And I see what Jim's saying, but the one thing that's kind of been weird is this whole, you know, I know the attendance numbers have not been good. I think there's a lack of excitement. Even around Coach Zook, I think people are waiting for the next shoe to drop, waiting for the next loss that shouldn't happen.
You are. I know you are.
Well, no, I'm trying to avoid that. Right. I'm trying to avoid falling in that trap that, oh, well, even last Saturday I said, you know what, they're going to win this game. Why? I don't know. We usually lose these games. I'll just pretend to be the optimistic fan. But I think people, you know, are not quite as excited. So, but it still bothers me when people, you know, say, well, I miss the Missouri-Illinois. That, again, that wasn't a rivalry. Don't give me that football game was a rivalry when I was there last year and there were 50,000 people, 10,000 empty seats in a dome in St. Louis. No one cared about that game.
Still more than they got for South Dakota State and for Western Michigan.
That's true. But a win with 10,000 less people in your own stadium is much more important.
I like those games, but I like how they schedule it this year. They got Arizona State. It's a home and home. I like that better. We're going to the phone lines again. Nate's been holding for a while. What do you think, Nate?
Oh, I'm pretty speechless right now. Again, I think I picked the wrong time to call. A lot of people are saying information I'd like to share. Just going back to the initial conversation about the rivalry, though, I think definitely that Illinois and for sure Northwestern's in that same boat, and getting to that position where they are becoming more and more of an elite brand in state. But at this point right now, I would really hesitate on calling it a true rivalry game because, again, with the attendance in consideration for the fact that you're basically kind of recreating an image for your school, for your type of program that you're developing, you got to let that type of rivalry really takes time to build. And I think a lot of Illinois fans, or at least a lot that I hang around with, are pretty eager to get on board the fact that, okay, this is a really rivalry-esque game. But I think one thing you have to consider that because it's our first Big Ten game, I think it's just going to be the emphasis is going to be just making sure that we are able to survive and to win and to prove ourselves, you know, just starting that Big Ten conference schedule.
What's it going to take for you and your people you're talking to, Illinois fans? What's it going to take, Nate, for you guys to actually buy into this team? Because it seems like a lot of people are like, yeah, they're 4-0, but they're still not believing you.
Right. Well, you know what? I called yesterday. I said, you know, being a coach fan, you know, it's definitely a lesson in futility.
Sure.
You know, for me, you know, I'm always the optimist, always glass half full. And being an Illinois fan, I mean, this for me, this is 6 years in the making. This is very exciting. You know, I don't take any of this for granted. I think that as a program, if you waited that long and you're moving in this direction here, you're 4-0. I mean, I'm obviously on that factor. Okay, I'm on that side of the glass, or hey, we're doing something right.
Right.
You know, despite all the talk that's being made about, you know, the offensive isn't producing as well as it should be, you know, defensively we're looking great. I think the players are buying into what the coaches are, you know, finally asking of them. And we finally have that group that is producing, and it's produced over the last four games, and it's produced, you know, fairly consistency, at least on one end of the ball game. So, I mean, those are all pluses. Those are things to get really excited about. And again, when you're talking about, really you're talking about removing a stigma, removing a mental stigma for a lot of fans. They're like, oh, well, just wait and see them fail. And for a lot of fans, that's tough to remove.
Right.
Because
Absolutely.
A lot of fans have had some expectations in the past, and those expectations are left unresolved. So that is a stigma that it's going to take time to remove. And I think the, you know, coaching staff, the players even, you know, even they're playing their heart out there. You know, they have to realize, hey, you know, we're going to have to buy our fan base back. We'll have to win them over with our play. We'll have to win them over And really the only way you can do that is in production and results and efficiency. So I think they're on the right track. I'm hoping that a lot of those fans come back and really pay attention to this season, because I think this season could be the start of a really a positive trend and removing that stigma that's been around for just a long time.
So. Great stuff, Nate. Yeah, you need to call in more. I mean, you seem like a very, very
level-headed
Illini fan. Thanks for the call, Nate.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.
Well, we'll get to the phone line again. We're going to Roy, who got cut off before. How you doing, Roy?
All right. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the attendance issues you guys were talking about, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I just agree with that last caller. It's the teams we're playing and no one's buying in. I mean, I'm a diehard Illini fan, but I'm not believing yet because the teams we've played. I know we beat an average Arizona State team, but I'm looking across some of the teams we played back in the John Makovic era. There was no South Dakota States or Northern Illinois. We were playing the likes of Colorado's, Arizona's.
That was a different era, too, because you had, what, 10, 11-game schedules. Now you have 12-game schedules, and you had the BCS instead of the Bowl. I mean, the BCS has kind of changed this all.
Okay. I was just wondering. I was going through some of the previous schedules in the 80s on the Internet, and it didn't seem like we scheduled teams like we are now.
I mean, the same thing, Roy, is even back then, though, I believe there was a 55-0 loss at home to Nebraska. I mean, so
yes,
this...
1984.
Yeah, so this goes back into the whole, you know, the call Jim from Potomac who had called, and basically, you know, we aren't at that LSU level. Of course, I would like to see, for me, one or two solid non-conference opponents, but in this day and age, wins are just absolutely crucial, however you get them.
Like, I would rather see Illinois play Arizona State and Missouri in the same year, because as a guy watching these games, unbiased, I love seeing good games. I don't want to watch a South Dakota State team, but for Illinois, it makes no sense not to schedule that win in the current system that's set up, and that's why I think you need a playoff, and that's what it kind of all goes back to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I understand what you're saying, but that's why no one's getting excited.
Sure.
I shouldn't say no one. That's why a lot of people aren't getting excited about the 4-0 start.
Because you think it's more 2-0, because they beat Arizona State and they beat Western Michigan. Well, thanks for the call, Roy.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Roy.
We're going to Eric and Champaign. Eric, what do you have to add to Eric? Eric, you're on hold for a while. You can give us a call back. We got to get to a break. Great stuff from all of you. If you have anything else to add, Illinois, Northwestern rivalry, kind of getting that. No, this isn't. And you know what? It kind of makes sense, and I'll tell you why next. It's the Hay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM. For this.